Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What was your most unique Halloween costume?
I don't know if I could ever top any of yours, but...
Well, Halloween is this Saturday, so we want to get in the spooky spirit and talk about everything Halloween. And I had one of the best creative costumes ever when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I call it character building because when I was younger, my mom always made my Halloween costumes because she was like really good at that.
Okay.
And I went as a pink princess one year.
Yep.
And so the next year, my mom just repurposed like this pink smock that she had like sewn for me.
Sounds very budget friendly.
And she made her own stencil for teeth and put like silver glitter teeth all over this pink frock. Made me a necklace of cardboard teeth and then gave me like these weird antlers. I don't know why I had antlers and called me the Tooth Fairy. And I've never in my life ever encountered anyone else who as a child went as the Tooth Fairy. And I was like 8 years old. So it was when you still like got dressed. It was the 90s. When you still got dressed up, you know, in school and like paraded around in your costume.
Uh-huh.
And I remember a lot of confused people.
I can imagine. It sounds like a terrifying Tooth Fairy.
No, I was adorable. Like we painted like these little pink hearts on my cheek, which somehow doesn't fit the theme.
I'm still trying to process the antlers.
Yeah, I know, right? But they lit up.
Oh,
so I thought they were so cool.
Light up antlers?
So I just remember like being very confusing to people, but I've always been, for the most part, go with the flow. So my mom was like, you'll be a Tooth Fairy. I was like, I'm getting free candy. I don't care.
Yeah.
And so we want to know, what was your most unique costume? What have you done?
I mean, when I was a kid, I was lucky to get a mask at Walgreens like the day of Halloween and go out as that.
We didn't do scary Halloween when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So masks didn't happen. That, and to this day, I get claustrophobic if you put me in like one of those latexy masks that you can just see out real tiny.
Well, that's why I haven't been dressing up, because that's all I have. And I'm not trying to scare you. Any more than I already do.
You're not going to scare me in it. I would scare myself if I put it on. Like, I can obviously, like, I follow the rules and I wear a mask to the store if I ever actually leave my house, which is never. But, like, the big ones that cover your whole face, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
But we put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. This one's hilarious. Sarah said she put a CD on a string, wore it around her neck, and carried a lighter and called herself a CD burner.
Whoa. That is good. I like that.
I should have not read that out loud and just stolen that.
Right?
And then Stacy, I don't know how she accomplished this, but she said when she was in middle school, she went as a picnic table.
What? How do you...
I don't know, but there's so many questions. So many. So what's the most unique costume you've ever worn? 503-733-5105.
We're like, all of us were low on funds and everything. So we're like, you have to come up with your own costume, and it can't cost over $5. So we had one girl that went online, and she printed out all these different statues and things, and she wore like a leisure suit and pinned these to it, so she was a lawsuit.
I got it.
That took a second for my brain to register that. Okay.
And then another guy got those kitchen sponges, those little cello sponges, and pinned those all over him, and he was self-absorbed. And then I wore one of those sarongs like you wear when you're in Hawaii. You tie it under your arms with a big knot in the front.
Yep.
And so I was the right to bear arms.
Those are amazing and epic.
Yeah, and I think the person that spent the most was the one that bought the sponges. He went to the Dollar Tree, and I think he spent like $8 on sponges because they came in a 3-pack.
I love a creative costume on a budget.
You're really knocking them out of the park this year.
Yeah, I've been dressing up every day for the month of October. It's up on our social media, 105.1 The Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know, though, what's the most unique costume you've ever worn? Halloween is this Saturday. I feel like all of us are a little tight on money, you know?
Right.
So some good ideas to throw out there for everybody else. What have you done, Mike?
So since my divorce, for the past 4 years or so, I've tried to go as a wrestler every year and not spend any money on the costume.
That, and you just love spandex.
I really do.
You wear it even when it's not Halloween, and I can't blame you because I'm wearing some right now in my leggings. Liz and Mike in the morning, 105 won the buzz.
So I'd have to say my most creative costume was probably when I dressed up as a broken doll.
Oh.
Yeah, I painted my face to make it look like my face was broken. I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Like, were you like a porcelain doll?
Yeah, it was like a porcelain doll. So I had like a little like baby doll dress on and just made my face look like my eye had been broken out. That makes sense.
Given all the Annabelle vibes.
Yeah, similar.
I have a really vivid picture of this because my roommate bought a porcelain doll to start pranking me with it a couple months ago. And now it's sitting outside of my front door as a Halloween decoration.
It doesn't look like a Halloween decoration, though. It just looks like you left a creepy doll outside. Because I went by your house on Friday, and it's like where you're supposed to have flowers.
Right.
Or like a flag that says welcome, and there's just a doll staked there.
But she's broken. She fell down and smashed her face.
See, it was just like that.
That's the unique costume, I guess. You went as Mike's broken doll before he even had it.
I was just predicting the future.
That doll is creepy, though.
Oh, 100%. It looks weird in your front yard. There's more reasons for your neighbors to stay away. What was your most unique Halloween costumes?
An interesting costume that I did last minute was an awkward family photo.
Oh.
So what you do is that you take a frame out of a really large picture that's like really cheap and horrible from, you know, a store or something. Something that's like really cheap. But you take the frame and then you dress really hideously, like from the 80s, and make really awkward faces inside the frame. I'm telling you, I wore that 1 year with my sister. We dressed in like, what's the stuff you wear when you go hunting?
Camo,
but like really bad camo. And we just looked horrible and people kept taking pictures with us all night inside of our frame.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's the best costume ever.
I have to take that one. Awkward family photo. Yeah. I saw one on Pinterest where they took that old Olin Mills background and did that, where it's like blue and it's got like the laser pink color going through it.
I love that background.
Yeah. I always wanted the brick one. My mom wouldn't let me.
And what's great about it is that you are literally, if you go to a party, which obviously none of us will this year, but in future years when you go to a party, you'll be in every single picture because everybody wants to take a picture with you.
That would make me feel popular. You should do that, Mike. It gives people an excuse to talk to you.
Yeah.
Usually you're just so desperate for human interaction.
Thanks. With all the slander you give me, no wonder people don't want to talk to me.
Well, you want me to write it down and make it libel? Sorry, I'm dressed as Reading Rainbow today. I feel like I have to be smart.
Yeah.
What is the most unique Halloween costume you've ever had?
My most favorite one that I ever did was when I went as, I got a nun's costume and they'd have it really like a nun with rosary beads the whole bit. And then the other side, I did really like cut it short, put all kind of psychedelic pins and things on and spiked my hair out, lots of makeup and went as Twisted Sister.
Ah!
That was my favorite.
I like that creativity.
I love a good pun.
That was so much fun. Anyway, that was my share.
I would have gone around singing We're Not Going to Take It all night.
Yeah. You guys are so awesome, man.
Oh, you're the best.
She said you guys. People do like me, see?
Yeah, and this validation is fabulous. What is the most unique Halloween costume you've...
Good morning. In fifth grade, I was a picnic table, which was totally awesome.
How do you be a picnic table?
So we made the frame out of cardboard, and I stuck my head through the middle, so it went on the front and the back. And then we covered it with just traditional table, like cloth fabric. And then put glued paper plates on with plastic food. And in my hair, I had a bow with like plastic silverware. And then I carried a picnic basket for my candy.
I mean,
so
even though
awesome.
That sounds like very light because it's cardboard, I feel like it would be difficult to move.
It was super awkward. And of course, it rained in Portland. So I'm out there trick-or-treating in a just mushy, soggy cardboard.
You know what, though? That's like on a cheaper option. But that was a lot of work. Did you make it or your parents?
My mom was awesome, and she made our costumes every year, like either hand-sewed them or put them together, and so it was all her. But, yeah, and with my kids, I'm like, what do we find online? What can we make?
Huge shout-out to your mom. Like, that is so amazing, and so much time and love went into that.
So much, yeah. So, and I've always wanted to recreate it, but like I said, I'm like, I don't know.
I've got a lot of Amazon boxes in my house if you need help with that part. A lot.
Yay. Yeah.
I also have so many plastic bags from the grocery store. I don't know what to do. And I just keep saving them all inside of another one.
I have a stockpile in my pantry. It just won't go away.
Right.
I refuse to throw them out.
What was your most creative costume?
I did bags of jelly beans for my daughters and I. And actually, those were awesome. Those were fun. My daughters hated them. But I made our costumes as we were bags of jelly beans.
Now, is that the one where you take the clear trash bag and then you fill it with the bright colored balloons?
Yes. I didn't use trash bags. I used, you know, those clear plastic things that you cover when you're painting your home?
Yeah.
I used those. And I actually made them. I taped them with clear tape together and put the water balloons blown up with air in them. Those were fun.
That sounds like a great costume.
I got a drop cloth if you got the balloons. You could be a bag of jelly beans.
That was definitely one of my favorite costumes to put together.
I think I might have all the stuff to do it.
Done. That's what you should be.
Right?
Start putting that together. What was the most unique costume you've gone as?
I did a hybrid Chewbacca and Tupac Shakur costume. It was Tupaca.
Oh, I love a good pun. So was it more Chewbacca than Tupac? Like, how did you do it?
Well, it was more Chewbacca. The reason I did it is because the year before I spent about $170 on a full furry suit for the Chewbacca.
You got to get use out of that.
Yeah, you got to use that as many times as possible.
I tried thinking of other variations, but I couldn't really beat Chewbacca, so... Anyways, I just slapped a bandana and a gold chain, and then I was Tupac.
I mean, I feel the same way. One time I bought pajama jeans, and that was back in like 2010, and I'm still wearing them because it was $39.99. And that was an investment.
Unfortunately, that wasn't a costume, though.
No, that's just living
you
my best life.
You actually have to dress up in that.
Good morning, Liz. This might be a little bit before your time, but my most creative was Alfalfa from The Little Rascals.
I know Alfalfa.
They had a resurrection in the 90s. We're there.
Yeah, I watched the movie when it came out.
Yeah, the best part was trying to wash that grease out of my hair. I had to work the next morning, and that was... But the costume was...
I saw the movie when I was a little kid, and in it, the Darla character, she eats... it's like a Hostess snowball, I think is what it is.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'd never seen one up until that point because I was such a chunky kid. My parents tried to shield me from different types of junk food.
Keep you away from the sweets.
Dreamt about it for years and years and years. And finally, when I was an adult, I went to a gas station and got one. What a disappointment.
I know. I can only imagine. All that buildup for a snowball?
Like over a decade of buildup on that.
I judge anyone who likes snowballs. Right there with you. Clearly the worst of the gas station snack.
I mean, I'd still eat one. I got a lot of emotions to work through. What's the most unique Halloween costume you've had? Halloween is this Saturday. Some of my favorite costumes growing up were the ones that my mom threw together. Like the year she made me a tooth fairy out of a repurposed princess costume.
Hey, two for the price of one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.